currently we're in this time of Easter, this Easter season. And that means that we can step into the new you, the new us, a new way of living that Christ has opened us up to because of his death and his resurrection from the cross. When he died, he opened up this access for us to have a personal relationship with God the Father. And the more we become to realize that, the more we come to know that, and as we journey through that in our lives, the more we want to change our life to live in a way that honors God. And that's a new way of living that I want to talk about today. And this new way of living means living in God's kingdom ways, which are some of the things, or many of the things, that Jesus spoke about when he was here on earth. And what are these kingdom ways? Well, they're things like loving God with all our heart, mind, and soul, loving our neighbors as ourselves, loving our enemies, turning the other cheek, laying our lives down for others, not gossiping, not judging others, forgiving one another, serving others, honoring our parents, taking up our cross. These are the ways of God's kingdom, and this is the way that God wants us to live. But if I'm really honest, living this way, it's not easy. I fall down all the time. I'm weak. I sin. I struggle to live in God's kingdom. And St. Paul talks about having a renewal of our minds, that we need this transformation in us, a renewal of our minds, in order to be able to live this kingdom way, in order to be able to live the way that God wants us to live. If you've got your Bible, come with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And maybe in your Bible, a lot of the Bibles do, they have headings, and this heading says the new life in Christ. So Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now here, St. Paul, he writes to the Romans and he's telling them about this new life in Christ that they can live now that Jesus has had victory over the cross, over death. And if we go back to verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. You know, before the time of Jesus, when people would come to the temple to worship, they would offer a sacrifice. They would bring an animal and they would kill it on the altar as their sacrifice to God. But now that Jesus has risen from the dead, St. Paul is saying, and we know that the sacrifice is no longer the sacrifice of an animal, but it's the way we live our lives. That's the sacrifice of our lives, is a spiritual worship. That's how we worship God, by the way that we honor him in the way that we live our lives. So St. Paul is calling the Romans and he's calling us to live our lives in such a way that worships God. And that's why we want to step into this new way of living with Christ. And then if you go to verse 2, let's read that again. It says, do not be conformed to this world. Don't live the way that the world is living. Don't gossip. Don't judge others. Don't do the things of vanity, pride, the things that the world does. Don't live that way. St. Paul is calling us out, asking us to live a better way. He says, instead, be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So don't live the way of the world. Don't live the way of the world that looks for pleasure in things that aren't going to be lasting. Don't live that way anymore. Live a new way in Christ. And St. Paul says the way we do that is by the transformation and the renewal of our minds. And what does that really mean? Well, the renewing of our minds means to think how God would think, to have God's perspective on the decisions that we have to make in our lives, to approach things in the thoughts of God's kingdom ways. It's not succumbing to temptation. It's changing our mind, which is our mind, if you think about it, is where we make our choices, to make right and wrong choices. It's changing our minds to think, what would God want me to do in this situation? And from this renewing of our thinking, that leads to a renewal of our hearts as we begin to make the right choice that God would want us to make. How do we do that though? How do we renew our minds? Well, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come and do it in us. It's not something that we can do in our own strength. We can put practical things in place that say to God, God, I want your thoughts. I want your thoughts in me as I make these decisions. Help me have your perspective. But it's the Holy Spirit that is the one that comes and does it in us. You know, some of the practical things we can do is to read the Bible so we know what God's word is. Listen to the church's teaching. Pursue other Christian friends in your life that you can have conversations with to help you get God's perspective. And pray to constantly seek what God's thoughts are. So right now, as we're still in this Easter season and we want to live this new way of living in God's kingdom, not being conformed to the world, let's right now, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come and to transform our minds, to renew our minds, and therefore to renew our hearts. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for this Easter season, for this joy that you bring us at this time. Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to come to each one of us, to transform our minds, that we would have thoughts that are your thoughts, that we would live in the way of your kingdom, Lord God, making the right decisions as you would have us do, Lord God. I pray for your direction and for your guidance and Holy Spirit to come and transform our thinking and transform our hearts so that we can live the way that you've called us to live. I thank you in advance for that transformation that we will experience. And I ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.